Zedlines, keeping you informed about the important stuff.
Good morning, this is Angie and Conrad with your 10 a.m. Zedlines.
In local news, Queensland's CFMEU inquiry has heard explosive allegations of surveillance and intimidation during a long-running dispute with the construction company BMD. Private security boss Grant Killen told the inquiry he found a tracking device attached to his car and believed he was followed by a white SUV. He also alleged his dog was poisoned after drones were seen near his home. Well, another BMD executive's dog was also allegedly poisoned. The inquiry heard the CFMEU had engaged a former police detective to investigate BMD executives, though there is no allegation he was responsible for trackings or poisonings. Hearings are expected to continue until Thursday.
University of Queensland researchers have found possibilities to dramatically cut the costs of producing cultivated meat, using waste from the process to grow microalgae. The algae absorbs leftover nutrients and produces oxygen, while also generating nutrients that can be fed back into the system to grow new meat cells. Researchers estimate the process could reduce the cost of growth media by up to 90%. Sorry, I'm reading about fake meat. The technology could help overcome one of the biggest barriers to getting cultivated meat into supermarkets, as well as present an animal-friendly approach to eating meat, with Australia and New Zealand among just 5 countries to approve its sale.
In national news, a report titled Falling Behind, published by Anglicare Australia, highlights the generational inequality that's pushing more young Australians away from the housing market. The executive director, Casey Chambers, has called for changes in the youth allowance payments after her report showed that home ownership from 25 to 34-year-olds has fallen to an 80-year low. Anglicare shared that nearly half of all low-income renters under 35 years old are experiencing rental stress, and that there is no current rental property across the country that is affordable for an individual on the support payment. Ms. Chambers stated, quote, "What we can see is that we've got young people coming into a workforce that is more insecure. We can see that we've got increased costs." The report additionally found that while the older generations of Australians' wealth significantly increased over time, their share of income tax had not.
A Gulf Freight company has been grounded over safety and compliance concerns, putting the business on the brink of collapse and putting remote communities at risk. Hawkins Transport runs 70 road trains across remote Queensland, including Kawanyama and Dumaji. Earlier in the month, the entire fleet was grounded by the National Heavy Vehicle Regulator. The prohibition stops the company from operating after a pattern of non-compliance, and Hawkins says it's losing $500,000 each week because of it. Dumaji residents are concerned that halting transport to the region would dramatically increase everyday costs for everyone in and around the region.
In international news, China has declared a warning that it would take all necessary measures to protect its national interests if U.S. secondary sanctions threaten the country's trade with Iran. Chinese representatives have denounced the threat from the U.S. and said that such actions would be illegal. Currently, China buys an estimated 80% of Iran's total oil exports and had previously defied U.S. export efforts to limit the flow of revenue to the Tehran regime. Beijing's rejection of the U.S. threat of secondary sanctions for any country or entity continuing to trade with Tehran has been predicted. China buys an estimated 80% of oil exports, and the U.S. Treasury Secretary Scott Bessent announced sanctions on Monday against 60 individuals, organizations, and vessels accused of helping trade with Iran. However, no Chinese financial institutions were included, despite their role in financing the Iranian oil exports. The decision appears to reflect caution from the U.S. over targeting Chinese banks.
For your weather today, Brisbane is still cloudy. It's currently 20 degrees with a maximum of 26. Summer is on her way. The fire danger is 6 and the UV index is predicted to reach 7, which is in the high band.
That's all your news for 10 a.m. We'll be back at 11 a.m. with more. Birthday shout out to my mate Matt. Hope you use that money you got from being mutilated at a lathe to become a subscriber here at 4ZZZ. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook or head to 4ZZZ.org.au.